Are you eating on the run?
I haven't had a break all day.
Calling me into order. The 38th meeting of the House Committee Regional Affairs. Today's Thursday, the 20th of February. The time is 1:38 p.m. A note for the record, there is a quorum present. Representative Betty Davis, Representative Sherry Davis, Representative Johnny Gonzalez, and Representative Mackey. Also with us is Representative George Jackal. Today's agenda will hear House Bill 452, extending the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program. And Representative Jackal is here. And why don't you go ahead and...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you scheduling this legislation. As you can see, House Bill 452 is just a small little bill here. Worth about $750,000, actually, what the cost of it is. But 452 is an act extending the Alaska Regional Economic Assessment Program. It pushes the sunset date of this program back from July 1st, 93 to July 1st, 1997. And I'd like to read a small prepared statement here by way of justification for the legislation. As the state of Alaska suffers decrease in revenues and is forced to cut back funding for programs affecting the municipalities, the ARTA program has the ability to provide the assistance needed to allow communities to take over some of the new responsibilities. I believe this is a necessary pursuit and that the state should support the establishment of these programs and making them economically sound. Capital and economic development projects of the ARTA program include water system expansion, tourist development, marketing of solar products, Alaska Railroad Spur and Dock, electrical power transmission lines, waste management studies, and many more worthy project pursuits. Each of these programs receives matching funds from the community they serve. An example, the Southwest Municipal Conference community members pay $50 per resident to support sponsors. Without the state ARTA funding, this amount would need to be increased and would likely no longer be affordable to the small isolated communities in the region who benefit from regional assistance from the regional association. Finally, the Alaska Regional Development Organization program promotes the development of business and industry throughout Alaska, which simply put means more jobs. And we have a list of supporters. I don't know if I got those.
We have
a list of supporters to you. And we also have, I guess, Tom Lawson is here and Jim Kohler from the Southeast sort of. I think I want to say some words on behalf of the legislation. Try to answer questions if there are any.
Any questions? I note for the record, we do have position papers, Alaska Municipal League, position paper of support, and a resolution 92-11. We have a position paper from Commissioner Olds, Department of Commerce, supporting the program, also from Interior Alaska Economic Development Council, the Upper Valley Economic Development Council as well. Did I miss anybody? Representative Jack, KEDC.
You got it.
Is that it? Okay, so it appears you don't see anything, any written communication that there's opposition to this bill. However, we do have two people, Tom Lawson and Jim Kohler. Tom, do you have any comments for Commerce?
No, I just wanted to be here in case you have any questions, so I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. And this is an existing program that has been going on and simply was sunsetted this year?
1993.
Okay. Yeah, fiscal year 19. Okay. Jim?
Just if I could, Mr. Chairman. Sure.
For the record, can you state your name? Also, sir, could you state your name for the record there also?
First.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Tom Lawson with the Alaska Department of Commerce.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jim Kohler. I'm the Executive Director of the Southeast Conference, which is the ARTA program for Southeast Alaska, the counterpart of the SLOMC group that the representative mentioned earlier. Only a couple of very brief comments. I sit here and have a feeling that perhaps I'm preaching to the choir, because I see faces that certainly have engaged themselves at the street level, which is where the ARTA works. And it is that particular comment that I would try to reiterate. You're talking about putting $50,000 into a region, which automatically generates an additional $50,000 of local support in Southeast Alaska. What that has allowed us to do, for example, this year alone, is we have executed and are executing programs with Haines, with Skagway, with Cake. We are working on a program for additional funding from a federal source that would also involve Craig and Kloak, Cake again as well, and Wrangell. And you're talking about the minimum type of investment that generates a return at least two, if not four or five-fold in terms of dollars that are engaged locally in economic development efforts and projects that grow from the street. And that's where the real projects happen, and that's where the real projects are needed. So in my experience in this state, from being a city manager to working with community and regional affairs, working with a range of municipalities and corporations around the state for the last 12 years, this is one program that has always been easy for me to participate with enthusiasm, because it works. It just simply works, and it works at the street. I cannot think of a dollar that generates more return than what the state has been getting through the ARTA program, and would encourage you to extend the sunset date and give us a few more years' opportunity to make some of the projects we're now engaged in happen. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Comments or questions? I might just point out that Southeast Conference does do a very good job of representing the municipal business and private interests of Southeast. It's probably the one organization, having lived in Southeast all my life, that has been able to bring people together to consensus form on a wide variety of issues that are very political and other things. And so your support certainly means a lot to me, and hopefully to other committee members. Any other questions or comments?
I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman, but I'd like to say that I'm very supportive of economic development, and I think this is a good way to go about helping the people at the grassroots levels and the communities. And so I'm glad that Representative Jacko has brought this to our attention, because I think this is much well needed, and $750,000 that will be spent very well.
Thank you, Representative Davis. Anyone else? Then I believe a motion would be in order to move the bill. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we pass out House Bill 452 with individual recommendation.
Any objection? Motion carries. Anything further to come before the committee? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Bye.